Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live in the living color, just right here from the one of the rooms in the historic old Clay County Courthouse. And we come to you each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. And I'd like to remind everyone that we are like live now, but we're rebroadcast this evening at about, I think maybe we go back to 6 o'clock this Thursday, and we will be now I think they got something new shows up online on Dale Hall of Horizon website, right, guys? I believe. I think they did enough to hear me and Grant mess up last week when we had a play in a Hall of Fame game in Cumberland County, Kentucky. But that was last week. But I think everyone made it up to the right place finally, but we really enjoy having everyone here with us each Thursday morning, and we are kind of a loosey-goosey radio show sometimes, but today we got some very important guests with us this morning. We got Coach Rob Edwards. They're just getting ready to begin our basketball. Well, our basketball season's already begun. I guess not the real official season yet. We might talk about this unofficial game that we play here in Tennessee every year. And here's three seniors with us this morning. And we're going to let them talk a little bit. We'll do a little rundown on last year. I know with the COVID mess last year, we had a pretty good year in basketball, but all that mess kind of messed up getting to celebrate some things and getting to do some things that we would like to do. But I do know that we now have our Welcome to Clay County signs up with Welcome to the Home of our 2012 Girls State Champion and our 2020, guys? State Champion in Boys. That great to have those up, and they're each one of the welcome signs coming into Clay County. So we appreciate the folks that made that possible. And we also appreciate the folks that make this radio show possible here each Thursday morning, and that is the Chamber of Commerce, the Three Star Committee, and also all of the great merchants and folks here in and around Clay County and Salina that advertise on this show that make it possible each week. And now with that, I think we'll come back in a few minutes. We've got a couple of little public service announcements. We're going to give away a birthday gift today. We'll be doing that, reading the names off about halfway through the show and doing that toward the end of the show. And then we've got a couple more public service announcements, and we'll get right into talking some basketball. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once I said earlier, we're glad to be here today with Coach Rob Edwards and Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, and now, Mr. Smith, what's your first name? Like I didn't know that. We had to wake him up to get him to say something. But those guys are here with us this morning. We're going to be talking to some basketball. But before we do that, we have got, I think, a couple little things here. Not necessarily little, but Shop Small Saturday is coming up on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, as it does each year. And that's when we try to get people to come back to Salina and spend the rest of their money after taking it over to Cookville, Nashville places on Black Friday. And we've got that coming up. And this year we got four vendors. We've got four rooms here in the courthouse. We've got vendors down here, and got some merchandise in here for sale. We've got one company, I think it's called Lyle & Company. They got all kinds of whatnots for all the young, old, and in-between ladies. Just everything in the world in that. And we've got the Timmy and Paulette Scott with their bee products over in one room. And we've got Miss Barbara Boone. She's going to set up here in the room where we're at with her handmade baskets. And also we've got coming up on, I guess this is Sunday the 28th, the Candyland Annual Christmas Parade here in Salina. And I think it'll start some here right at the courthouse and end down here on Sunday afternoon. I believe it starts at 2 o'clock. And you can find information about the parade on Facebook in various places and on the Chamber of Commerce site. And with that, I think that takes care of that part of what we've got to do this morning. Coach Edwards.
Good morning.
Been a while since you've been. I think maybe the last time you were here, I skipped that. Maybe you and Kevin Donaldson did the last preview or wind up whatever we had the last time. We didn't get to do a season ending thing, did we, last year because of the mess?
Yeah, I don't think we did. I remember Kevin being here at some point.
I know, but it's great to have you back with us, and it's kind of great that looking back at last year's season, how did we survive that?
Well, you know, we're fortunate enough to live in a community where, we were well supported, even when fans couldn't come to the game. So we managed to survive it, and fortunately survived it all the way through March.
And you were one of the few last year in the state of Tennessee. I know I used to say that I think there's about 270 or 80 of us that were single-A coaches in the state of Tennessee, and every one of us every year got the pleasure of losing the last game we played except one. And you're now in that elite group that got to win the last game you played last year.
Yeah, I think about that every morning when I wake up, as a matter of fact.
Okay, now that's to kind of look through last year's season. In the beginning, I know that you brought back a bunch of newer kids that had played some. You had some that had quite a bit of experience. But as things played out, were you kind of surprised as the season went along last year? Or were you expecting it once you saw what you had in the fall?
Well, you know, after the 2020 season, we made the state tournament and weren't able to go because it got canceled. We lost Jake and Mason and wasn't really sure how we would be, to be honest with you. But obviously there at the beginning of the year, we were a little sloppy but managed to win some close games. And as the season went on, I just felt like we got a lot. Thought our chemistry got a lot better as the season went on. And, everybody knows the end result.
And, you know, I think the maturity of the guys that you had, the one that stepped up, and I know, like you said, you had two great seniors that you lost that lost an opportunity to play in the state tournament. And of course, you will always think that you should have gotten two trophies last year because you beat the same teams you would have had to beat the year before.
We did. Actually, last year's championship game was the team that we were matched up with in 2020 in the first round. So kind of ironic that the way that worked out.
And I know now, looking at this year, you know, once again, got most of the guys coming back. But you did lose one very, very important spoke in the wheel, didn't you?
We did. You know, Gunnar Silk, he was our... you know, our vocal guy on the floor, our coach on the floor, you'd say, and you know, he was a good leader, and we're definitely going to miss him. He guarded the other team's best player every night, and just so happened that in the state tournament he had probably his two best offensive games of his career, and without those, you know, we probably wouldn't be having this same conversation.
Well, you know, that sometimes you save the best till the last. But let's look at a little review of the state tournament last year. Who did we play right off the bat? Guys, you remember who your first opponent was?
Madison.
Get close to the microphone where they can hear you.
Madison Academy.
And are they one of these kind of semi-public private schools?
They're a magnet school in Jackson, Tennessee, Madison Academic, and all season long they were ranked number one, and we were ranked number two. So first round of the state tournament, what the AP poll said were the top two teams in the state played.
Okay, now, these magnet schools in Tennessee, I know we've got a number of them all over the state, and they're kind of an elite setup of a sort, aren't they, Coach? Where they don't have any district boundaries that determine who can come to those schools, or are they governed by district levels at the local? Do you have any idea on that? Or?
Yeah, I don't really know how that magnet thing works. I know it's an academic academy. In most cases, those magnet schools are now. What the qualifications are to be able to go there, I'm not sure.
I think they have to apply to get in and that type thing. And also, this year is I guess one of the biggest changes is the adding of an extra classification in basketball. How does that affect your scheduling, your outlook on the season this year?
Well, it changed our district, first of all. We lost three teams. We lost Monterey and Jackson, both went to AA classification. And Trousdale County just changed districts. They're still in our region, but it also realigned our region. So our region tournament opponents now are Joe Burns, East Robertson, Trousdale, Merrill Hyde, where last year it was Van Buren County, Whitwell, that group to the south of us, it realigned our sub-state. Instead of Eagleville and down around Murfreesboro, we'll be going, or they'll be coming to us, one Van Buren County, South Pitt, Whitwell, that group will be our sub-state.
So it's basically the same people, just different times you would meet them.
Right, yeah, it just kind of flip-flopped around a little.
And I know that the district, how many teams do we have in the district now in basketball?
We're down to five. It's us and Red Bull and Springs and Clark Range, Pickett County, and Gordonsville. Yeah, forgot the Tigers. There.
And that I think I saw the other day that at the last Board of Control meeting that they made some changes again in the district tournament and I guess the regional tournament set up again.
We've gone back to how it was prior to COVID. You know, last year the higher seeded team hosted all the way through the district and all the way through the region, which was to our advantage last year. We played every district and region tournament game here in Clay County High School. So this year, the district can be held. It'll be the central location. It's going to be at Livingston Academy. And the region, the first round games will be at the higher seed. And then the semifinals and finals will be at a site that's not determined yet.
Okay, do you have the choice this year, or?
It's actually the other district. It's their turn to choose the location. And last time I talked to them, they hadn't made a decision yet.
So that's still up in the air a little bit. And with five teams, look like only one will get left out of the playoffs.
Well, there'll be a play-in game between the number four and number five. Whoever wins that game on, I think that's a Tuesday night, will advance on, and the number one will play the four or the five, and the two will play the three. The format is essentially the same, just fewer games.
That's a little bit different from the time, I guess, a few years ago when one of the play-in games I think we had back a few years ago was number 16 and number 17 played the play-in game.
Yeah, it's a little... fewer teams for sure.
Yeah. I know for many, many years we had anywhere from 10 to 12 teams in the district. And, you know, with the when we went to the multiple classifications, it did thin out. And scheduling has the, I guess, the changes in the with the four classification, has that affected the scheduling this year a little bit or a whole lot?
Well, it has. And, again, that goes back to district first. You know, when you lose those three teams, you lose six games automatically there. Of course, we're still playing Jackson County, home and home. Trousdale and Monterey both decided not to play us, so we've had to go out and try to find some other opponents. And you know, it does make it more difficult for sure.
And those opponents...
You're asking who they are. I'll have to look at the schedule here. We picked up York Institute. We're going to play them.
Okay, now that's an historic opponent for us for many, many years. I think even going back to the days when I was in high school, we were in the same district with York Institute.
We also picked up Friendship Christian. We're going to play them one time at home. Picked up Westmoreland. We'll go to Westmoreland and play. And Clinton County, Kentucky. We'll go there and play a game on a Saturday toward the end of the season. And we'll wrap it up at home on a Saturday against Harriman, who is a team that beat us in 2017 in the state championship game.
And that, of course, Harriman, I think they're one of the schools that over the years they have dropped down in classifications. I know they were one of the larger schools, I guess, Rob, when you were playing. They were, the top classification in those days. So there are just great changes all over the state of Tennessee. I know you look through and you see, if you're as old as I am, you look through there and you see some of the historic powerhouses that at one time were powerhouses in AAA basketball that are now down to single-A schools. And I know and, of course, at one time, I think, in Memphis, there was only one that we luckily had, one public high school in all of Memphis and Shelby County, that was a school called Bolton. I think they were the only single-A school left in there. But, you know, it's changed. Now, what about the shift in the power of basketball? Have you, between, you know, middle East Tennessee and West Tennessee. It seems like, you know, that some years that all of the great teams come out of the West Tennessee area, and then and I think maybe they normally have been stronger the last few years, haven't they, statewide?
They have over, at least over my coaching career, 20 years at least, it's typically been a lot of West Tennessee teams, especially in the single-A classification and double-A as well. Triple-A's kind of been a little more spread out. But, you know, and something else that's interesting about Memphis in general, Shelby County, they didn't play sports last year. So technically, every kid in Shelby County could transfer to any school they wanted to because they set out a year. And that's by TWSAA rules, they set out a year. So they're eligible to go anywhere they want. So there's really no way of knowing what's going to come out of Shelby County this year as far as basketball teams.
That's something that's kind of, I don't know, being an old traditionalist, I think it's kind of messed up basketball all the way from the colleges down, where I don't know how you prepare really from one year to the other, even like I said, even in high schools now with things like that happening. But so far we hadn't been able to land one of those 7-footers.
Yeah, we've done okay without them.
Well, we've done pretty good.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's something to, I think, to be especially proud of when you win a state championship and you look down through the line. And I may be saying something I shouldn't, but their addresses are all in Clay County.
They are.
You don't have to comment on that. But and okay, we're going to take a little short break on that, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's see. Let's go through this entire schedule this year and just kind of maybe give us just a little rundown of what to expect. I know I'm sure you've already got all your scouting reports down.
Yeah, it's
excuse me, let's back up. Let's talk about Hall of Fame. I think I've seen it now called Hall of Champions in some places, Hall of Fame in others. You know, just exactly what is that?
All right, the Hall of Champions week, which is the week prior to the opening of the regular season, is something TWSWA established several years ago. They allow us to play two dates, and we can play... We could play three games a day if we wanted to on those two dates. But this year we played Tuesday and then we have another one Friday. Out of those two games, the difference is this. The difference is whatever money's made at the gate, TSSAA gets 50% of it rather than us keeping all the proceeds. So they allow us to play those two extra games and they get half the money. And that money supposedly goes to a Hall of Champions or a Hall of Fame that at some point they're going to construct.
I thought it was already built.
It may be.
I thought it was. I think that may have started, golly. I think maybe I had retired before it, about the time it started. That's been a long, long time ago. But the Hall of Champions is there to honor former players, coaches, and the memory of basketball here in the state of Tennessee. And another thing along that line, you like those because what is the maximum number of games you can schedule now?
you play 24 regular season games, and that doesn't include the tournaments at the end. So,
okay,
you can add with those Hall of Champion games, you could play like we schedule 26. But like I said, you can play three games. Some schools play two or three games a day on a Saturday or something, and
like a
Hall of Champion game. Yeah.
Play day or something.
Right.
Like that.
So.
So that does, and usually those do come up kind of as little, well, practice. Of course, they used to have to call them practice games then, but that changed, hadn't it?
That has changed. They do count on your schedule. You have to count it. When they first started, if you won, you would count it as a win, but if you lost, you didn't have to count it. Now they've made it official that, for the past several years, that you have to count them both ways, if you win or lose.
Okay, and I know that your invitational tournaments, is there like if you play in a couple of Christmas tournaments, how does that count towards your schedule?
Each tournament you play counts two games. So if you play a tournament and you play four games over a period of 4 days, it only counts against you as two games.
And if it's a tournament, you get beat the first night and play one game, it still counts.
Still counts as two, yeah.
Two games against your schedule. Okay, now let's talk about this, your schedule a little bit.
Well, obviously we started Tuesday night at Cumberland County. That's one that was not on the schedule originally. I was contacted by their coach just a week prior to that game, and they were supposed to play Coalfield, who's still in the football playoffs, and Coalfield had canceled on them, and they were looking for a game, and I thought it'd be a good game for us to open up with. I knew they'd be pretty good, and it turned out that way.
They were pretty good, especially to begin with, right?
Yeah. They had two players probably as good as anybody we'll play against, you know, on our schedule, so that was a good game for us. We have East Robertson Friday night.
And we finally going to get to play this game?
Well, we're going to try. If they show up, we will.
It's been, what, 2 years in the making or three? Is this the third season?
This is the third season. We went down there 2 years ago, and we were supposed to play it last year and weren't able to and because of COVID. And so now they're supposed to be here Friday night. So,
and
also a JV game that day as well, so against East Robinson. Take a few days off there around Thanksgiving. The Friday after Thanksgiving, we travel to Jackson County, who's going to be a lot better, no longer in our district, but, they're going to be a pretty good. Macon County, somebody we play every year. Clinton, Tennessee, I don't think I mentioned them earlier, but we picked them up. They're a AAA team up above Knoxville. We played them in years past at the Wayne County Christmas Tournament. That's kind of how I went to Tech with their head coach, Chris Lawson.
That's not Clinton County, Kentucky.
No, that's Clinton, Tennessee. Clinton, Tennessee.
Make sure we get that
started. Yeah. We open our district up with Clark Range and Red Bull and Springs. We have a couple non-district games going into Christmas. York Institute on the road. Friendship Christian at home. I think that's on December the 17th.
What about Friendship Christian? Are they still fairly powerful are they in the independent league or are they?
They're in Division II in the private schools.
Okay, so they do offer scholarships.
They do. They can whoever they want to play. They'll offer to get them.
Go buy them.
And then we're going to have something here at Clay County that we've never done before. I've tried to put this together a few times in the past, and so happened Coach Walker worked pretty hard on this to make this thing happen. We're going to host a two-day Christmas Classic, and we're going to play on day one. I think our girls are going to play Joe Burns' girls. The boys are going to play Hampton. Now, Hampton is usually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
I expect them to be pretty good again.
That is the traditional old school that won the non-class state tournament, back about 1960 maybe, somewhere along in there, back when all the schools were together, and they managed to beat folks like, I think, Bradley Central to get down there. So that was that's been their claim to fame for many years.
Yeah,
but
traditionally.
I think they're a little bit bigger. Are they not? Are they in Double A now?
No, they're still single.
Still single.
They're Double A in football. They're single
okay.
A in basketball.
Yeah,
they're they'll be one of the better teams out of East Tennessee with the opportunity to make a state tournament. You mentioned Bradley Central, and coincidentally, that's who we play the second night of our Christmas tournament is Bradley Central. I think our girls will play Burksville, Kentucky. We're also going to have Jackson County's going to be here, so we just kind of flip-flop with them. We won't be playing them during the Christmas Classic, but they'll be playing these same teams. So there'll be four games a day, and folks will be able to come and see four games if they want to stay and watch.
Well, I believe, Coach, my senior year in high school, Bradley Central was one of the new, big schools in the state of Tennessee then. And I think that year they won championships in football, basketball, girls basketball, and baseball. I think maybe they had a quarterback named Steve Sloan that was in high school long about that time, which is, these guys never heard of him, but I know that you probably have. But they were for many, many years a definite powerhouse in all athletics here in the state of Tennessee.
Then after Christmas, we start off by going back to Wayne County, Kentucky, back to their Christmas Classic, which they haven't had for a few years. We used to go there all the time. I know our first game up there, we're going to play Wayne County, the host school, who we scrimmaged just a week or so ago, and they thumped us pretty good, I think about 32 points. So,
let me ask you, were there Classic and Tournament? Now, there's a difference there, isn't there?
There is. Tournament is bracket. It's a true tournament, just like a state tournament or a district tournament. You play through bracket play.
And give trophies and all that kind of thing if
right.
you want to. And the Classic, you're just...
Classic, you're just essentially playing games.
Yeah, at a central side.
Right, right. I don't know who will play those last 2 days at Wayne County. Anyway, then the new year starts January. I know on the schedules that we sent out, we had Copper Basin on there on January the 4th, but they have since dropped out, so we don't have a game right now. We're looking for a game January 3rd or 4th, so anybody knows anybody that wants to play, we're looking for a game there. If we don't pick one up, then we'll start off the new year at Pickett County on the 7th, I believe. And then several district games in a row, Red Bull and Gordonsville, Pickett again, Clark Rains, and we go to Westmoreland, Gordonsville, York Institute, Clinton County, Kentucky on February the 5th, Jackson County, Macon County. Like I said earlier, we wrap up at home with Harriman, who's going to be another really good single-A team. They have a kid that's a sophomore. It's going to be one of the top players in the state. So it's a tougher schedule for us than what it was last year, I think, from top to bottom. The district's a little smaller, so we've had to go out and pick up some teams. We have to travel a little bit farther than what we did last year. But, overall, I think it'll be a good schedule to get us ready for the postseason.
And, you don't get better by beating everybody 50 points, do you? I mean, you got to have that challenge.
You do. And it doesn't, contrary to what some people think, I mean, I want to win every game. These guys
absolutely
want to win every single game.
But
it doesn't hurt you to lose a game to a good team time to time. Kind of humbles you, number one, and kind of shows some weaknesses, some things that you need to work on, number two. So we're ready for a challenge every night that we step on the floor.
You know, that's a great sounding schedule, and like I said, some new folks on there. And sometimes that is great because when you have played people since some of these guys, you started playing against these guys when they were in fourth and fifth grade, and to see some new unfamiliar faces, and really don't know what to expect from each other. And I'd like to ask Grandy if his a teammate that he played with back a few years ago. Is he a senior at Clinton County this year? The big tall kid.
Oh, Adam Hay. He played with us, I guess, way back in sixth grade. He's a senior this year. We played against a lot of those guys. We played against a lot of those guys from Clinton County in AAU from fifth grade up till eighth grade. It's going to be good to match up with them again and, go at it one more.
Okay, well, with that, I think it's about time for a break. Before we go on break, I will read our birthdays for today. Celebrating birthday this past week, we have Carolyn Cunningham celebrated the birthday. Mr. Jason Browning up at the Highway Department, I guess, celebrated the birthday. Mr. Kyle Haney, a birthday. Mr. Mark Poindexter, and also Mr. Russell West. And then... This one doesn't go in the drawing. She's probably not listening, but one of my former classmates, Miss Christy Brown McIntosh, I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And with that, we will choose someone to win our door prize, our birthday prize, compliments of WVFBFM 101.5 Kicks Country, and you can go over by the chamber and pick up your gift envelope over there. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Coach, are we going to let these young men talk a few minutes?
I'm all for it. Yeah, they need to talk.
Anything you want to wind up with, or anything special you want to say?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we're happy to be here. We're happy that basketball season's underway, and we look forward to another great year. And we hope everybody will start out Friday night and come watch.
And this year, right now, we don't have any kind of restrictions of any kind on us.
Nothing at this time, no.
Nothing at this time, and hopefully that will remain. And also, have our ticket prices gone up since we won the state tournament or anything? Or
no, it would have been a good opportunity, I guess. I didn't really think of that. But no, still $6 to get in. That's the only restriction we have. You got to have $6 to get in.
You do have to normally pay a little to get in to watch this bunch.
Yeah.
They don't even get a cut of the gate, do they?
They do okay.
All right, okay, guys.
They eat well.
Well, do you feed them quite a bit when you're out on the road? And
we always have a pregame meal, whether it's we go to Ollie's or we bring Subway in or whatever we do. And then there's times when we're on the road. If it's a long trip, we'll stop and eat somewhere.
And do they act good when they get inside, or do they?
They do. You know, that's something that doesn't get mentioned a lot is just the kind of character that these guys have, top to bottom, not just these three guys sitting here, but the whole crew. I mean, we're fortunate where we live and fortunate that we have such good kids.
And, that's that's not something a whole lot of folks can say, and I do know over the years it's something that our athletic teams have always tried to emphasize is that, that you're not only representing, your basketball team, but you're representing your school, you're representing your entire community. And I think over the years that's one of the things that all of our young men for many, many years have taken pride in, the fact that they were known as one of the better mannered, orderly groups of students when they went in somewhere or another. And that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Okay, guys. Eli, you're down on the end there. Get a microphone down there toward Eli. Just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us about your basketball career.
Yeah, well, I'm Eli Smith. I'm currently a senior at Clay County High School. And, well, I don't know. That's
Well, now, Mike, you've got a whole lot more to tell us about. What about your earlier, before you got in high school? Did you, are you a graduate of Salina K-8?
No, I come from Hermer Springs, across the river. We're all of us good-looking folks. Just kidding. But,
And some pretty good basketball players.
Yeah. We're all right.
And some pretty good traditional basketball players down at the old Hermitage Springs High School many years ago. That we could spend quite a bit of time talking about them. But no, tell us a little bit about your junior high career, Eli. Did you?
Yeah, we ended up winning two state championships in junior high, and girls and boys both.
What did you play a good part in that?
Yeah, I guess so. We. I guess that'd be my sixth grade year. We always got to play up because we just didn't have many kids. And then my seventh grade year, we turned around and won it again. So.
Okay, yeah, that was something, too, that in the smaller schools, you got to play peewee basketball and the junior high basketball.
Yeah.
And then you graduated and came over to Salina. Now, your first thought when you walked in that gym on the first day, can you remember back that far?
Yeah, I remember Coach started having open gyms, and I remember showing up, and it was just completely different, you know, coming from a small school, and everybody's bigger than you, but I knew about all the kids in there, and I just fit right in with them.
You guys had pretty good friendly competition, too, over the years, hadn't you?
Yeah.
You played against them every year.
Yeah.
And your freshman year, did you get to play much that freshman year?
No. Of course, we had a JV team and got to play a lot, but just got to sit back and enjoy most of the freshman year, which is fine. I had a ball.
Well, you know, you don't hardly learn as much watching as you do doing, do you?
Right.
Okay, now, I think last year you did move up to a starter.
Yes, sir.
Is that your first year as a starter last year?
Yes.
Okay, now what do you think is the best part of your game?
Probably defense. I like to get in there, and I like guarding pretty good.
Do you like aggravating the guy you're guarding?
Yeah, I'm not one to talk a whole lot, but sometimes you get at me too hard. I may say a word or two back.
So you may trash talk just a little bit if they really force you into it.
Yeah, but I'm the type of guy, I mean, I'll help you back up when you fall, you know.
How about when you knock him down?
It just stands.
Okay, now, the thing that you have worked on the hardest between seasons this year, tell us what it's been like for you personally, what you have done to try to make yourself better before you get in there with the rest of the guys.
Probably my offense, you know, trying to attract more people to guard, you know. It just relieves stress off my other team, you know. People doubling off, you just try to make it easy on everybody else and just do your part.
It's nice sometimes when everybody thinks you can't shoot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes you get a wide open look.
Because you know you can, don't you?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And you're going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this coming year, you're ready to go back to Murfreesboro again, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're ready to put all that work in.
Yep.
And so what do you think? Your prediction is?
I think your chances are high. You know, we're still, of course, we lost Gunner, which was a big leader on our team, but I think hopefully we can recover. And
so you've got to kind of not only be who you were last year, but kind of take up part of the slack maybe that Gunner has left for you.
Yeah.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing you every night, and we'd like to see that PPG up to at least just right at double figures.
Yeah.
That would be good, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it would.
Okay, now let's move on over to Mr. Spivey. You're going to have to slide up a little bit, Jeff, and get close to the microphone.
My name is Jeff Spivey. I'm currently a senior at Clay County High School and shooting guard, small forward on the basketball team.
Okay, and what are your duties?
Usually have to guard the four-man which is usually a little bit bigger than me every night, but it's all right with me. And then on the offensive side, just come down and make something happen.
And make something happen usually is hit that line's about how far out from the goal? You need to be behind that white line.
Yeah.
And make some of those.
Yeah, back here where it counts more than two.
And you did make a couple of those the other night, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And now, Jeff, how many years, I guess last year, your first year as a starter?
I started my sophomore year.
Okay, too. You started your sophomore. Yes, well, that's 2 years ago, but I keep forgetting about that season, too, sometimes.
Yes,
so you guys followed up. How many seniors, Coach, did you lose the year that these guys lost two seniors that year? And that made room for Jeff and Grant to move in. And how many years have you guys played together?
Oh, probably since second or third grade we've always played together.
Is there any other connection between you two guys other than just teammates?
Oh, yeah. We hang out just about every day, go to the lake, go ride four-wheelers, we do about everything together.
Are you related?
Yes, sir.
So it's in the bloodline then.
Yes, sir.
And, Jeff also comes from a former basketball player here at Clay County, Salina High School. His dad, Kelly, he played, I think, a couple of years back when I was coaching, and tremendous athlete. I think he even went on to play a little baseball before he went to work for the phone company down at Trevecca. I believe it was Trevecca, wasn't it?
He played.
No, not Trevecca. It was
Aquinas.
At Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas. And Mr. Charlie Anderson. Do you remember that name, Coach?
I remember.
One of the elder statesmen in the coaching field.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I don't really know.
I think his son took his place down there after he retired, maybe. But
yeah, I'm not sure that Aquinas, at some point, they don't.
I don't think they field any teams.
Yeah, I don't think they do either anymore.
But at one time, they were, one of those, NAIA powerhouses in basketball and baseball. But, Jeff, what have the major thing you've worked on this year to make yourself better?
Probably my handling skills and just where I can make more threes, like big-time threes during the game, just make more shots. So that, people guard me, and like Eli said, make it easier on Grant to get to the basket so three people ain't guarding him every time he goes in, just have some more options.
Okay, now, shooters, every time you turn the ball loose, what is the percentage on that?
Well, every time I shoot, I think it's going to go in, but most of the time that don't work out that way.
But it's a 50-50 chance it will, won't it?
Yeah.
And so we had a 50-50 chance every other one is supposed to go in, isn't it?
Yeah.
If the math is right. Okay, now, your personal workout, the shots you do you have a set number of shots that you try to practice each day that you go out and you shoot 150, 200 threes?
No, not really, but I usually have a set goal on my free throws during practice. I usually try to shoot a lot of free throws, but I don't shoot as many threes during practice as I do free throws.
Free throws are pretty important, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Aren't they, Grant?
Very important, yeah. Almost cost us the game. Thursday night, missing a few free throws late down the stretch, but kind of got my confidence back and calmed down and made two that counted late.
Okay, now, I always shoot free throws. I always thought one of the better drills for shooting free throws is to do 100 push-ups before you shoot free throws.
We like to run. We like to get on the line, get them legs tired, and then shoot some free throws so that, you're not going to have your legs under you at the end of a ball game whenever it truly counts. So.
No, it's, and you shoot from your toes up, don't you?
You do. You got to use everything.
Got to use everything. And what did you introduce yourself, Grant?
I'm Grant Strong. I'm a senior as well at Clay County High School. know, I've played ball with these guys most of my life. That's about it.
You mean that's all you've got to say?
No, I mean, asking a question, I'll answer for you.
Okay. Of course, Grant was with us the other day when he did, he talked about the signing ceremony with Tennessee Tech, and I think that is the second signing we've had with Tennessee Tech since about 1983, 84, I guess. And we have had a couple of guys that played over there over the years, but I know it's something that we're all looking forward to, but that's in the future. Right now, the future begins again this coming Friday night. And I know to get to the point of where this state, it takes great teamwork, and it takes five great guys on the floor at the time. And I guess I'm going to give Grant a chance to talk about some of the guys that may not be starters, that aren't here with us today. Grant, the rest of the makeup of the team, I know you three guys are starters, and who started the other night?
Jimmy Burchett and John Hamilton were our other two starters, and, you know, those guys are going to play a great role throughout the season. But we've got one thing about us this year is we've got a lot of depth on our team. You know, we can throw in, you know, we've got 7, 8, 9 guys that can really play ball. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of games where it's up and down. You know, a lot of teams like to get up and down, transition baskets, stuff like that. And, you know, some legs are going to get tired, so it's going to be great for Coach to be able to throw, you know, an 8 guy in there and not have to worry about him throwing it away, you know, stuff like that. So, Bryce Bailey, White Browning's going to play a huge role. Andrew Smith, which is Eli's brother, he's really stepped up. You know, really looking forward to those guys.
Okay, and we've got one more, haven't we? How about an injury?
Keaton Arms is out right now with a foot injury. Of course, he's a big football player. Kind of hurt it during football season. And he's still kind of bouncing back from that, but, you know, we're going to let him recover, and, man, we can't wait to have him back.
Okay, and is there any timeline or anything yet? Coach or Grant, either one know of any timeline maybe that he's on? Or?
Well, we're just taking a week at a time right now. We're going to reevaluate him Sunday or Monday and see if he's ready to go, and if not, you know, we'll give him another week off. And I told him yesterday at the end of practice I would prefer to have him at 100% in January, February, and March as to have him 75% all season. So we're just going to let that thing heal up and get him back 100%.
Okay, and I know he mentioned John Hamilton, and I believe John is he's coming off of a major injury also, isn't he, with was it a high ankle sprain? Or he kind of sidelined him for a couple of weeks, and he really wasn't able to do any kind of conditioning there for a few weeks, was he?
No, well, he's another guy that plays football. I think he missed one football game with that ankle injury, and he's just kind of been plagued all football season by different injuries. But I feel like he's back 100% right now. You know, he's running on that foot well and not limping or anything. So we're looking forward to some big minutes from him, some big things.
So right now it's just a conditioning thing. I think was he a lineman?
Yes.
So yeah. Linemen don't do much running during football season unless the coach gets mad at them. They,
yeah.
So they don't. That's not like playing a flanker back or a defensive back where you do have to run up and down the field every once in a while.
Right.
And now with everyone back and everyone getting stronger and just looking from the improvement of some of the players, I know they mentioned Browning, who has really, I think, improved over the summer quite a bit. And, of course, we know if anyone watched the highlights of the game the other night, Jimmy Burchett made a tremendous steal out in the open floor at midcourt, which helped kind of ensure a victory, didn't it?
Yeah, it came at a big moment there. I don't know if the score was tied or if it was really close.
70-70.
Yeah, and, you know, he got the steal there at half court and made the layup. And, you know, I think Browning made the basket before that or the basket after that or somewhere in there that was a big basket for us. So, you know, these guys are still going to take a little time to get the football out of their system and get back to playing, being basketball players. But, you know, we're looking forward to that happening over the course of the next few weeks.
But they look pretty good with, what, 2 days practice?
One. We just practiced Monday. Yeah, we didn't have a, you know, we didn't really have a, we practiced an offensive set or two, but when I called them, we didn't run them. So we just kind of like a pickup game for the most part. But these guys managed to make big plays at the right time there at the end of the game and pull one out.
I always thought after the last football game on Friday night, you called Saturday morning practice about 8:30. So.
Yeah, I don't know how many I'd have show up for that.
Even the ones that had been there the day before?
Yeah, even the basketball guys, not like that one. So.
8:30 is a good time to practice sometimes, but well, God, I know everyone's looking forward to seeing you guys this year play, and as we said, we're going to be able to fill the gymnasium back up again with folks coming to watch, and it's a pleasure being able to associate with the basketball team in the little way that I'm able to, and everyone appreciates the hard work that these young men have put into it, and the hard work, Coach, that you've put into it that keeps this going. And I know it's a traditional thing now when somebody, if and when somebody beats Clay County, the crowd, the team, they're going to all think basically they're going to celebrate like they just won the state tournament because they have knocked off Clay County High School.
That's kind of been the theme the last few years, and I think it's just going to get a little more intense this year with us winning the state tournament last year. That's what I've been telling these guys, but we're going to embrace that. We want to get everybody's best game, so we're going to embrace that. These guys have earned the right for that, so that's tell them to be proud of that and just be ready to go every night because we're going to get everybody's best effort.
There's nothing like being picked preseason number one then living up to it.
That's right.
I know some folks used to say, well, you know, that's kind of rough on you, but I guess so, but it means that people do have respect for you, they have respect for your team, and they're going to give you their best every night, which means you've got to get up and give your best plus about two, aren't you?
That's right. No nights off, no practices off. You know, you just got to go at it every day.
Well, guys, any of you guys got anything special that you want to say when we're right now out of time? Guys, anything other than just say come out and see us?
Just come out and support us on Friday night at home against East Rob. You know, it's set to be a good one. They look like they're going to be a good team. So just come out and support.
And they're an old-time enemy, folks. Played them. They were in the region with us for years and years, and they were one of the people that you had to get by to get the state tournament. And I think they have won maybe three or four state championships over the years.
So, they have a kid now who's a nephew of a guy that you coached against. I think Carlos Groves, his nephew Taylor Groves, will be here in Salina Friday night. So
it's going to be a big game, and we'd like to invite everybody out. Game time it is at 6 o'clock, I believe, and get cranked up with the girls' game. And I know the girls' team's looking forward to a great year. They've got three of their starters back and full team, and everybody's ready to go play basketball. And with that, I think it's time I announce this week's winner of the cake, Mr. Jason Browning. So it's not a cake, it's a gift now, excuse me. And there's my mistake today. But we really appreciate everyone being with us. And remember to tune us in at 6 o'clock tonight and to look on the Del Hollow Horizon website for the rebroadcast of today's game. With that, we'll say, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. And again, we've got the doors all shut down here and everything put back where it ought to be nearly. And we're going to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again next week. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. This program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.